All right, so in the studio this morning, we are joined by Jessica Callahan. Welcome.
Thank you.
So we're here to talk about what's going on with the Human Rights Film Festival, Patois. Most importantly, this weekend, two movie documentary events coming up, and also the return of Patois to the full festival to New Orleans this spring. So, Jessica, tell us first what's going on tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, so tonight at 7 p.m., we'll be screening Lizzie Borden's film, Born in Flames. It was made in 1983, and it's this. It's a really great film. It's a dystopian, it's set in the future, so it's set in the 90s, which was 10 years in the future when it was made. And it really follows this group of women. It's set after a nonviolent socialist revolution. And so it follows this group of women who have been fighting for different kinds of status quo to be put into place, and it's really about imagining a different kind of future. And so we are partnering with some really great organizations. We're partnering with Wild Seeds. They are an Afrofuturist book club. They really focus on the works of Octavia Butler, and they do a lot of this kind of emergent strategy, this visioning of a different kind of future. So that's why we're bringing them in. Desiree Evans from Wild Seeds will be facilitating our post film discussion with Lizzie Borden. And then we're also bringing in Women with a Vision. They will be presenting their new oral history project. A few years ago, they were the victim of an arson attack, and they've been working since then to compile oral histories of people who have been involved with Women with a Vision to kind of rebuild the archives that were lost in the fire. So they will be presenting that for the very first time tonight because they chose to call it Born in Flames, coincidentally. And so we decided to bring that together. So that's at 7 tonight at St. Luke's Episcopal Church, which is over on Dorjonwa Street by the Pagoda Cafe.
Uh-huh, yeah. It's right across Esplanade, kind of near Esplanade and Broad. So yeah, this is a sort of documentary-style feminist science fiction. Also seems to deal with a lot of important, relevant issues.
Absolutely.
Racism, classism, sexism. And Lizzie Borden is made another film that y'all showing tomorrow.
Yeah, so tomorrow night is Working Girls. This is a film about sex workers in Manhattan. It's really it shows sex workers not as these victims who have to be pitied, but more as workers, people who are doing a job, and it's really great. It all takes place during the course of one day, so it's like kind of a day in the life of some sex workers in Manhattan, and it's really an amazing film as well. We're partnering with the Sex Workers Outreach Project here in New Orleans to do that discussion after the film, and we've got Elizabeth Stebe from UNO to come and facilitate that discussion, and that'll be at 7:30 tomorrow at the Zeitgeist, and Lizzie Borden will be in attendance to both of these events.
Great, and So Lizzie Borden, she hasn't made any films since. So
not that we know of. No. Yeah, she did these two amazing films, very small budgets. She didn't go to film school. She kind of taught herself how to do film editing and was really passionate about activism and social justice issues. She was a painter before this, and she made these two amazing films. And we're so excited that we can bring her down and have her talk about, you know, what she was thinking 30 years ago. I mean, these films are radical now, but they were definitely radical 30 years ago.
Yeah, it'll be interesting tonight to see the portrayal of the futuristic 1990s, right?
Absolutely.
So this sort of combination of art and activism is really what Patois is all about.
Yes.
So it's great you're partnering with local activist organizations. So it's not just about the movies, but movies are like a powerful force.
Yeah, Patois really tries to host events that are a conduit for people to get involved, more engaged into social justice issues. And I think the most important part of that is partnering with organizations who are doing that work already. So we try to do this with all of our events, you know, create a film space, have people engage with this film, this art, and then be connected to people who are doing work relevant to the film here in New Orleans.
And Patois Film Fest has hadn't been on a little hiatus lately, but is making a big comeback.
Yes. So we were founded in 2004, 10 years ago, by a group of artists and activists here in New Orleans. And we've had, I think, 9 festivals, but we haven't had one since 2011. We've been doing a couple of film screenings in between, but we haven't had a full festival since 2011. And so we are really excited that there's this new momentum to get things back up and running. And we are really gearing up for our 2015 festival, which will be March 12th through 22nd in 2015. This film screenings this weekend are the beginning of our community film series, which is just several free screenings that we're doing kind of leading up to the festival to get people back and excited about Patois again.
Great. Well, WTL News and Views is definitely excited for y'all to be back.
Great.
It's been a few years since Patois Fest have been down to the studio to join us. So, Jessica Callahan, thanks so much for coming down and talking to us about two movies tonight and tomorrow night going on here in town. And thanks for bringing back Patois Film Fest.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.